100 years ago, a Catholic priest boarded a train.
The little priest had a face as round and dull as a Norfolk dumpling. He had eyes as empty as the North Sea. He had several brown paper parcels, which he seemed quite incapable of collecting. He had a large, shabby umbrella, which constantly fell on the floor. He did not seem to know which was the right end of his return ticket. He explained with a mooncalf simplicity to everybody in the carriage that he had to be careful, because he had something made of real silver with blue stones in one of his brown paper parcels.
G.K. Chesterton's detective, Father Brown, may not be as well known today as, say, Sherlock Holmes or Miss Marple, but he remains one of the most enduring and endearing fictional detectives of all time.
Although he was an entirely innocent and apparently unworldly man, his innocence in fact gives him an insight into the nature of evil. It's the great Chestertonian paradox.
How in blazes do you know all these horrors? Cried Flambeau. The shadow of a smile crossed the round, simple face of his clerical opponent. Oh, by being a celibate simpleton, I suppose.
Father Brown is intuitive. He thinks himself into the mind of the criminal. He says himself, I plan the crimes myself in my head. I work them out in the tiniest detail. And once I know how they were committed...